राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी
गोपी जन वल्लभ
जय राम।
ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सर्वभूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरकृषे आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना गजवधुवर्गेणया कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमकुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
Mm-hmm. We are happy that Mayapur Festival coordinators, organizers have been hurry, these tables, the chairs. Stop this. Settle. Shanti. Of course, not just the chair and body shanti, but the mind shanti. That is more important. Yeah, so the Shravana Utsav, Shravanotsav has been, is a like an added attraction, a feature of Mayapur Festival, and we are happy. Are you happy that this organizing, the Shravanotsav is happening here? And I'm happy that you have, you're attending and you are here today. We welcome you. It's kind of marathon, hearing marathon, Shravan marathon is on. You're getting lots of doses. This is the third one, like you had a breakfast and lunch, and now this is dinner, and another one, another speaker is preparing meal for you, or a nectar for you, and you had been taking advantage of this. Hearing this nectar, drinking this nectar, and becoming nectarian in your consciousness, which is called Krishna consciousness. By the end of this Shravanotsav, you should be becoming Mahatmas. Your Atma should be becoming Maha, not just big body, Maha body, but Maha Atma. Yeah, this is we come to Dham. What is the main business is to hear and to chant. Especially in Mayapur Dham. Sadhu Sang, Nama Sankirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Dham Vas, and Vigraha Aradhana are the five limbs, Maha Angas of our devotional practices. So Sadhu Sang, Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavat Shravan. And if we do that in the Dham, that's Dham Vas. And then we are worshipping Radha Madhav Ki, Pancha Tattva Ki, Prahlad Narasimha Deva Ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So this Every speaker has a topic, of course, naturally. And we also have a topic which you have been hearing and reading about, part of the promotion. And that is, what is our topic here? Brihad Bhagavadamrit. Brihad means grand, very big. Brihad Bhagavatamrit. An amrit is nectar, and Bhagavatamrit, nectar of Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavat also is nectarian, and this is yet another scripture that we are talking about. Brihad Bhagavatamrit, which is essence of Bhagavat. If you had been thinking that Bhagavatam is nectarian, then you wait till you hear Brihad Bhagavatamrit and you will be amazed. The nectarian nature of this Brihad Bhagavatamrit. It's the sense of Bhagavat. It is further condensed, like a boiled down milk. Prabhupada is boiling down the milk. Milk is nourishing and sweet, but when you boil it down, then it is even more nourishing and more sweet, nectarian, like that kshir of Kshirchi or Gopinath. Kshir. So this is a work compiled in 16th century by Sanatan Goswami. Is senior most of our Goswamis of Vrindavan. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuja Gau Sri Jiva Gopalakau. Those six Goswamis. And amongst them, Sanatan is considered foremost. Although we are Rupa Nugas. But even Rupa Goswami considers Sanatan Goswami as his spiritual master. So that Sanatan Goswami, he has left treasure in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Krishna Leela Stav, like that, Dasam Charit, the commentary on the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Dasam Charit. Amongst all the scriptures, the granthas that he has compiled, Brihad Bhagavatamrit is at the top. This is his main contribution. Well, Sanatana Goswami is associate of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gaur Leela. He is also one of the manjaris in Krishna Leela. Which manjari? Someone remembers? Lavanga Manjari, or there's another name also we hear. So, We get to hear from that Sanatana Goswami. We could say much more, but then we have to somewhere say that Goswami, that Sanatana Goswami has left behind this Brihad Bhagavatamrit for us. We are thankful, grateful. And by His mercy, we beg at His lotus feet that as we go through, do a little study of this Brihad Bhagavatamrit, the secrets or essence of Bhagavat will be revealed unto us. Hari, 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 Hari. Srila Prabhupada has recommended this study of this Brihad Bhagavatamrit. Must, he says, must. I'm going to read that out to you, what Prabhupada said, wrote in the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 5th, text 203, remarks. And that is, Sri Sanatana Goswami Prabhu, the teacher of the science of devotional service, wrote several books, of which the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is very famous. And anyone who wants to know about the subject matter of devotees, devotional service, and Krishna, must read this book. Strongly recommended by Srila Prabhupada. Elsewhere in Antya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes again, first Sanatana Goswami compiled the book called Brihad Bhagavatamrita to teach people how to become devotees, execute devotional service, and attain love of Krishna. Gopi Paranadhan Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada's dear disciple, who also used to assist Prabhupada with the translations and commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam. He took trouble, he was knowledgeable. He is no more, as probably you know. This is his work. He translated Brihad Bhagavatamrita in English, and BBT has kindly printed, and it is available for some time now, which we'll be using here as we make the presentation. So we are also thankful to Gopi Parandhan Prabhu. A little introductory statements about Brihad Bhagavatamrita. What does it refer to? What is its origin? Who is the speaker and listener and like that? We want to read from Brihad Bhagavatamrita itself, first chapter. Uttara, Sri Uttaro Vacha. Uttara is speaking. Well, before we do that, yeah, this is Narottara speaking. He will speak a little later.
Bhagavat Bhakti Shastranam Ayam Sarasya Sangraha. This is compilation or collection of Bhagavad Bhakti Shastra Sar. I think these terms, yeah, if you could, yeah, just understand as they are, without need of translation. Well, it's very difficult to translate. You lose its import or the deeper meaning. But anyway, we will also try to, as much as necessary and possible, try to translate or explain Bhagavad Bhakti Shastra, that you understand, the science of devotional service. And this is the essence compiled, collected.
Shranabantu Vaishnavaha Shastramidam Bhagavatamritam.
So the name Bhagavatamrit comes here. And there's an appeal here. Shranabantu Vaishnavaha. Vaishnavas may listen to this. Shastramidam Bhagavatamritam Shranavantu. You understand? You understand? So first of all, this Shastra, this Bhagavatam, Brahad Bhagavatamrit is for Vaishnavas. Not Bhukti Kami, Mukti Kami, Siddhi Kami, there are so many other Kamis, parties. But this is for the Vaishnavas. We'll not define Vaishnava, who is Vaishnava, I think. You're all Vaishnavas here? If you're Vaishnava, raise your hand. What happened? Some of you are not Vaishnavas? Oh, good. You're Vaishnavis. Okay. All Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, raise your hands. Still, some of them are not sure. I was going to say, if you are Vaishnav or Vaishnavi, please stay. Others may vacate. Because this is only for the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Sugopyam, because something very confidential is going to be spoken. Sugopyam praha et yat premna, and spoken with love and devotion. Who has spoken? Jaiminir. Janme Jayam. Jaimini has spoken this. Jaimini Rishi is a speaker, and he has spoken to Janmenjay. Who is Janmenjay? Son of Maharaj Parikshit is Janmenjay.
Munindra Jaimine Shrutva Bharatakhyanam Adbhutam.
So this, originally this Brahad Bhagavatamrit is a part of Mahabharat, or it is a supplement of Mahabharat. You understand? Supplement. At the end of the book, there is some supplement, or book is published and then another smaller or even bigger supplement, additional supplement is published or spoken. So, the popular Mahabharata that we know or read about, which is available and famous, was spoken by Vaishampayan. Vaishampayan is a speaker, and again, Janmanjaya, same person, is a listener, hearer. That is the Mahabharata that is available now, we all read. But there's another Mahabharata, which was spoken by Jaimini, speaker is same, Janmanjaya. That Mahabharata is not available. And the supplement also was not available. And that has been made available by Sanatana Goswami. And that is this Brihad Bhagavatamrita. The present-day Mahabharata, which is available, which everyone reads, also has a supplement called Harivamsha. Probably you have heard Harivamsha. Mahabharata and its supplement is Harivamsha. And then Janmanjaya spoke Mahabharata, and then he came up with supplement, and that was Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Not wasn't available Sanatana Goswami. It was revealed unto Sanatana Goswami. Or Sanatana Goswami, who is knower of the past, present, future, he grasped it. It was made available unto him. Divyagyan Hriday Prakashita. And then he put that into writing, and that is Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So this Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which was spoken by Jaimini to Janmanjaya, was originally spoken by King Parikshit. After King Parikshit finished Hari Hari Bol, okay, you have to be attentive. And when he finished, completed hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami, and he was getting ready to say bye to the world, and that snake, the bird snake, was making progress, coming in the direction of King Parikshit, and then and there comes Uttara, mother of King Parikshit, and she wants to hear. Please tell me, what did you hear? What did you hear from Shukadeva Goswami? She had no access. She wasn't there. She was in the palace, but she came running, rushing towards the scene. She knew this is about the time Purnahuti, the completion of recitation of Bhagavatam, must have taken place before my son leaves the body, leaves the world. I would like to see him. So she has come to see him, and then she is making a special request. Please share the nectar with me. Share Bhagavatam with me. And then King Parikshit uvacha, King Parikshit spoke.
At least King Parikshit had 7 days. And how much time now? Uttara had. Who knows, maybe 7 moments or 7 seconds or 7 minutes or maybe just... So within that short span of time, we don't know how, it's inconceivable, but King Parikshit has spoken and Uttara heard it. And here it is. It is with us, that speech, that narration of King Parikshit. King Parikshit. He's fully Krishna conscious, you know, he's like must be diving and swimming and in the ocean of rasotsa for him. And so that King Parikshit is speaking this.
Uvacha sadaram raja parikshin matra vatsalaha.
Uvacha raja parikshit. Raja parikshit uvacha. You understood? I think you should try to pick this up. Raja Parikshit Uvacha. Raja, King Parikshit Uvacha said, Sa Adaram, with great respect for his own mother, Sa Adaram. And he is also described as Matri Vatsalaha. So much affection he has for mother. And mother, Shruta Ati Adbhuta Govinda Katha Khyana Rasotsukaha. And that mother is Utsuk, very, very eager for what? Rasotsukaha. Rasa utsukaha. Very eager to hear the ras, drink the ras of Govinda Katha Akhyana Rasotsukaha. Govinda Katha, Govinda's Katha, Akhyan, narration, sees, and that is Adbhuta Govinda Katha. The Sanskrit is full of adjectives, Visheshana, so many adjectives. No? Govinda Katha, what kind of Govinda Katha? Adbhuta Govinda Katha. Amazing, wonderful Govinda Katha. Rasotsukaha, she is eager to hear. Are you eager also? No? Not so much. That's one of the qualification also of the listener or hearer. He has to be utsuk, very eager. Okay. So this Brihad Bhagavatamrit has been compiled into there's two parts. And it has two heroes also. Narad Muni is a hero of the first part, and Gop Kumar is a hero, called hero, of the next part, second part of Prahlad Bhagavat Amrit. Narad Muni, you all know Narad Muni. Jai Narad Muni ki. Jai Narada. He's a global trotter. Some of you are probably preachers. But we preach on just one planet, but he preaches interplanetary travels. One planet to another planet, not just one country to another or one continent to another. One planet to another planet. And he could go from this world to another world. Trans World Airlines, TWA. Sometime in the past, there was in America, there was an airline called TWA, Trans World Airlines. Means transcending this world, but that was, they did not even transcend this planet, what to speak of transcending the world. But they just had given the name Trans World Airlines. But Narad Muni is a transcendental traveler, preacher. He could transcend this planet, these universes, and go beyond, go to Vaikuntha also, and shuttling between Vaikuntha and this universe, that universe. That Narad Muni is a hero, explorer, seeker of the truth in the first section. Second section, excuse me, is a Gop Kumar. He is a simple but pure-hearted devotee, very naive personality. And he also does travel and explore higher and higher realms. In the first section of Prahlad Bhagavat Amrit, there are 7 chapters called Bhauma, is this planet. Second one is called Divya, where Devalokas, Devalok, the heavenly planets. Third one is called Prapanchatit. Prapancha means this prapancha, made from 5 great elements, this material existence. Prapanchatit, beyond this prapancha. The fourth one is called Bhakta, the devotees. And fifth one is called Bhakta. Okay, that's the sixth one. I got it. The fifth one is called Priya, means dear. Sixth chapter is called Priyatam, most dear devotee here. And seventh chapter is called Purna, or the complete. We have, of course, limited time, and there is no way we could complete the study of the entire Brihad Bhagavat Amrit. We'll be doing little samplings, take little section, little portion, and relish that. That is what we could do. If we were here to stay forever, then we could have, even dog could take part in it. You saw it.
So Narad Muni, when he comes across or hears about some devotee, he goes there, he glorifies that devotee, that person, to his heart's content.
You are the top, you are the best, you are, there's no one parallels to you. And he says all this, but then that devotee says, no, that's not true. Look there, that one, he is even greater, better, superior, higher grade person, devotee. Please go to him. Then Narad rushes there. Then he glorifies that person so much. But then that person says, no, not me. I'm sorry. Look there. That one. Narad Muni runs there. And like this, every time he meets devotee, he says, no, so and so is a better one. You better meet him. So he begins his travels and exploration and evaluation, glorification of a Brahmin. We'll just say this quickly. In Prayag, who was holding a festival, and Shaligram Shila was being worshipped, and big festival, lots of prasad distribution, this, that. He goes there, and Pradyas Brahmin says, no, that king in South India. So he goes to South India. But that king, Rajarshi, saintly king, devotee, said, no, not me. Go to heaven. So he, on Bhumi, Bhauma, first chapter, Bhauma, and they talk of this Brahmin in Prayag, and king in South India. Narad Muni goes to heavenly planets. As a king had said, Indra, he is very extraordinary devotee. And then Indra says, no, you go to Brahma. So Indra and Brahma in heavenly planets. Then Brahma says, no, go to Kailash. Shiva is the one. Vaishnava anam yatha shambhu. When he goes to Kailash, Shiva says, no, that Haridham, Vaikuntha Dham, those devotees are even superior to me. As Narad Muni was in Vaikuntha, he said, no, go down there. You see that? Bhakta Prahlad, Sutal planets. And Prahlad said, no. Kim Purush Varsha, Hanuman is great servant of the Lord. So Bhakta Prahlad and Bhakta Hanuman, Ram Bhakta Hanuman. And this Hanuman says, you better go to that Bharat Varsha, the earthly planet. Those Pandavas, they are great devotees. Lord spent so much time with these five Pandavas. Narad Muni ends in Hastinapur. But then Pandavas say, no. He spends only some time with us. Comes and goes. But there's one devotee, he's always with one devotee. And that is Huh?
Uddhav. Uddhav is a great devotee. He is like a shadow of the Lord. Wherever Lord goes, he goes. He even wears the same clothing as Lord. Mahaprasad of the Lord. He never goes to the tailor. When Lord discards some clothes, then he picks up and puts them on. And he also looks like, very much looks like the Lord. Swarup Siddha. He's a minister of the Lord, friend of the Lord, cousin of the Lord, and what not. He is the one. You better go. And these days, you'll find him in Dwarka. So, Narad Muni, goes to Dwarka. And so just now we summarized 5 chapters. With this speed, now we're going to slow down. Okay? I wish that the few days that we have together to recite, hear, study this Brihad Bhagavatamrit, we'll read this chapter 6, and if possible, 7th also, or part of 7th. The 6th chapter is called Priyatama. Priya, Priyatar, Priyatam. Taratam. Good, better, best, like that. So there was some Priya. Dear devotees were mentioned in earlier chapters. Now, in this chapter, this talk of Priyatam. Is translation everything going okay with the Russian devotees and translation? Yeah? Amar Bangla Bhasha Bhagat Bhaktas. Huh? Bhalo achen, thik achen. Okay. Tat Shrutva, so this is now, it is throughout, but here also, Sri Parikshita Vacha, Parikshit said, and he's speaking to who? Who is he speaking to? Uttara, Uttara, mother Uttara, his mother, Parikshit's mother. Tat Shrutvariye. Mahapremarasaveshena yantritaha Mahavishnu priyo vina hasto aso vismrita khilaha. He says, Arye, addressing his mother, O noble lady, when Narad Muni heard in Hastinapur, he heard about that devotee. Then he rushed to Dwarka. Mahaprema aveshena yantritaha. So when he had heard about Uddhav, the Pandavas had really glorified Uddhav by hearings about Uddhav, qualities of Uddhav, devotion of Uddhav, and Uddhav, Uddhav. Mahapremaras aveshena. He became
full of Mahaprema Ras. No translation required. No? This is better to say Mahaprema Ras. Mahaprema Ras. Aveshena. Avesh. He was filled with Mahaprema Ras. And now this Mahaprema Ras, the source of Uddhava, was now controlling him, handling him. He was being governed by those Mahaprema Ras, was Yantritaha. He had no freedom. He was governed by what? Mahaprema Ras was making him dance or talk or do whatever. He had no freedom. He was just Mahaprema Ras Avesha Yantritaha. Mahavishnu Priyaha. Narad Muni is described as Mahavishnu Priya. Mahavishnu or Badrinarayan Priyaha is that level. Bhakta, devotee. He had a veena in the hand. But because he was overwhelmed with this devotional ecstasies and feelings, and although he was holding, but he was not able to play. He was so excited and he's running, jumping, rushing to Sada Dwaravati Vasa Abhyasat. So he has reached Dwarka and goes straight. No one is telling him. He just goes straight, turns left. Right there, and he ends up right in front of palace of Sri Krishna. How did he manage? He did not stop and go, "Hey, please tell me which way to go. I'm going to go to Krishna's palace." He did not inquire, but he reached exactly in front of the palace of the Lord. The reason being, he had visited Dwarka many times in the past. So he knew how to get there. Abhyasta. He had practiced going there. In Bhagavatam we know how many times or from quite often he would go, Narad Muni would go. One time he went, he was going door to door, home to home, to see whether queens are happy, how are the affairs. So because of his frequent visits of Dwarka, previous visits, he was able to reach the final destination, which was for him Sri Krishna in Dwarka, in one of his palaces. I was just reminded. Some devotees, I heard this in London, someone had died and they were driving to the cremation ground, and they were being guided by a GP, yes, Martha? GPS? Yeah, so go turn 5 kilometers this way, okay, turn there. And when they reached at the cremation ground, the GPS said, "You have reached your final destination." You know, devotees had heard this many times before, but today, that day, they really heard this. "You have reached your final destination." This is where finally you end. Anyway, Narad Muni's final destination was Sri Krishna, his lotus feet. So he has reach there. Prabhu Prasadat. Prabhu Prasad. Prasad is, you know, the palace. And it's amazing how he reached, because he had gone there many times in the past.
Bhuta Vishtaha Maha Unmada Grahitasya Yathetaraha.
And when he reached there, he was like a ghostly haunted person. The way he was acting and behaving and doing all sorts of things, all assembled there. What is happening with our Narad Muni? So what did they see?
Bhumo kvapi skhalati.
Narad Muni was, while trying to come in that direction, reach that palace, they were watching him coming. He was stumbling, you know. He was tripped. Patati, he was falling down.
Tishtati acheshtaha,
and then getting up. But once he's up, he's just motionless, like a pillar.
The next moment, kvapi anukampam bhajati.
The next moment, his body's trembling, shaking like anything. Then next moment, lutati, he collapses and begins rolling on the ground.
Kvapi rodati arataha.
The next moment, he's crying in a great distress.
Kvapi akroshan
plutibhihi. And then other moment is shouting out loud. Scene is changing from moment to moment. The next moment he is with his veena and singing. Nicely singing, playing his, and also nrityan gayan, he is also dancing. And this is all happening because prema sampad vikaram. Prema sampad vikar. Because he had acquired the sampatti, the wealth of what? What kind of wealth? Prema sampatti. Prema sampad. As a result, there are all these transformations. Vikar were taking place in his personality.
Tasmin ahani kenapi vaimanasena.
Let me see. I think we are in the back also. There's something. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, there's a, both sides. I missed a few. Yeah, so.
हे मातर इदानीं त्वं सावधानतरा भव.
As he was about to, King Parikshit was about to begin his narration of this sixth chapter, he says, my dear mother, pay full attention, be attentive.
Sthiratam prapayanti mam sadhairyam shrunuidam swayam.
Be steady, fixed, focused.
Sadhairyam, with all patience. Shrunu idam.
What now I have to say? Please listen to this. So it's also a reminder for us, the listeners. Savadhan. Sadhu, savadhan. Vaishnava, savadhan is.
Now he's getting sadhan. In that chanting tape, Prabhupada says, sit properly. Sadhan. The army people or policemen, you know, just before their parade or something, as they assemble and they're talking to each other, gossiping, spaced out. And their commander comes, and first thing he says, sadhan! Then immediately all those, they stop everything else, ready for the next command. He says, left, 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 right, left. Then they follow that command. He says, sadhan! So King Parikshita's mother, Savadhanatara Bhava. Be Savadhan. And listen to this. So, the morning that Narad Muni arrived in Dwarka, that day was very special or very unusual morning in Dwarka for Dwarkavasis in Krishna's palace. Something abnormal was going on. Tasmin ahani kenapi vaimanasyena veshmanaha antaprakoshte suptasya prabhu parshvam vivahayasah. So that morning, Lord Sri Krishna he was in some kind of distress. He was suffering. He was up. He had woken up, but he was still lying in the bed with his face covered with a cloth or a pillow, and he was not. The morning chores, and he was not doing that. And all those who normally come and greet him, meet him, and take part in palatial affairs, activities, they all had come, and they were all waiting. Uddhav, he had gone in the inner chamber where Krishna was sleeping, but not up, realizing that he wants his own time, space, doesn't want to be disturbed. Uddhav goes outside and he sits at the entrance of the palace where there's some kind of raised terrace kind of arrangement. He's sitting there. Around him are Baladevo Devaki cha Rohini Rukmini tatha. These personalities are also sitting. You are painting a picture of that morning. Yeah. Dwarka, the palace. Lord Krishna is still in the bed. Uddhav, where is Uddhav? At the entrance. And he's surrounded by Balaram, Devaki, Rohini, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Adaya, Anyascha Devyaha.
And there are many queens have also come, including Satyabhama, which is one of the big names amongst the queens. Padmavati Chasa. And there is a lady called Padmavati. This is a new character for maybe most of you. Kamsa Mata. She is the mother of Kamsa. Her name is Padmavati. And what is she like? What is she known for? Pravrati Harini. She always liked to gossip. Famous for Prajalpa. Spreading rumors. Dasi Statha Paraha. And so many ladies, dasis, are also sitting around waiting for Lord to get up so that they could serve. Yeah, I did not mention one thing. It's very important. Sanatana Goswami, not only he wrote or compiled Brihad Bhagavatamrit text, but then he wrote a commentary called auto commentary. He wrote a commentary on his own work, his own scripture, called Digdarshini, so that the readers will have a deeper understanding of the subject matter, giving additional information, facts, circumstances, missing links. So Gopi Parandan Prabhu also has not only given the original Brihad Bhagavatamrita text and translation of it, but there's also commentary has been not fully completely translated, but partially in some parts of the Digdarshini commentary is also included. The commentary of this verse is part precisely why Krishna was disturbed. Parikshit will reveal to his mother a little further on in his narration. It's only mentioned that Krishna was disturbed and King Parikshit did not say more. He wants to save this for a little later, thinking if I say everything now, my mother Uttara will be disturbed. This is too early. I will reveal this little later on. And in the same commentary, Sanatana Goswami writes about this famous or infamous character, Padmavati. In Padma Puran, there is a little mention that she is first of all Ugrasen's wife. And her father is King Satyaketu. So one time Padmavati had gone to her father's place sometime soon after the marriage, her marriage with Ugrasen. And then there comes a messenger of Kubera, who was a demon called Drumila, and he had disguised himself as Ugrasen. He was looking, he did whole makeup like Ugrasen, and Padmavati thought, this is my husband coming, but he was the demoniac messenger of Kubera. So he came and he did his business. He seduced her. And the child born of this union, illicit union, was Kamsa. Now you know why Kamsa was what he was. Tushnim bhuta shate sarve vartamanaha savishmayam tatra sinaradam praptam maikshanta purvacheshtitam. So when they all saw, they all were sitting, waiting, already going through the special extraordinary situation at palace. Sri Krishna was up, but not getting up, not leaving the bed. They were facing their situation, and there comes Narad Muni. And they were surprised the way he was acting. And they had never seen him acting like the way he was acting that morning. It was obvious to them that something was seriously wrong. All the residents of that palace, Uddhav and Balram and Rukmini and others, they thought there's something seriously wrong, but they could not discern exactly what. They could not come to any conclusion. What is wrong today? Why is our Lord not getting up, meeting us, greeting us, involving us with? Nonetheless, they now had to attend to Narada's arrival. They were already in some kind of trouble, and here is another one. Here comes Narad, and he's also acting very abnormally, and then they have to face that situation. Uttai yatnad aniya swasthyam nidvakshanena tam. So when they saw Narad Muni, they all got up, went forward, this way, please come, and they brought him to that entrance. They were themselves waiting at the entrance and tried to make a very special effort to calm him down, normalize him. They took a cloth and wiped his face, which was all wet with the tears. And then gradually they started talking with Naradji. Shanai laghu, gently and simply they spoke. What did they speak? Adrastapuram asmabhihi kidrasham te adya cheshtitam. Says, never ever we had seen you the way you are looking today. Cheshtitam, your behavior. What happened? Suddenly what happened? Never in the past we had seen, but today you are acting like this. Tushnim upavishakshanam. Please sit down here. Quietly, calm down. So, and he's made to sit down. Parikshita uvacha, sagadgadam uvacha, ashrudhara milita lochane. Yatnad unmilayannatva sakampam pulakachitaha.
Narad replied in a choking voice. I mean, he had all the symptoms were kind of, they were subdued or withdrawn. But as soon as he was asked, what is the matter? Why are you acting like this? As he wanted to respond, and immediately he reverts back into the previous mindset, and all those symptoms are again becoming visible. That body begins trembling. What is happening? And tears are there. Narada Vacha, and Narada now explains, gives the reason. Why? Well, I said, I had no choice, you know. And it's not, I did not do anything so that I would act the way I am acting. But I will tell you what is the cause. Why I am acting. Oh, it's almost 7 o'clock. Time flies. When you have fun, time flies. So Narad Muni is remembering what he had heard in Hastinapur, what Pandavas had said about Uddhav. He is the one that Uddhav is Kripa Bhajanam, Saubhagya Eka Bhajanam. He is the one, very fortunate, most favorite devotee of the Lord. And Narada Muni says, please arrange my meeting with Uddhav. Trouble is, when he was full of tears and trembling and all this, although Uddhav was right in front of him, he did not recognize him. And he says, I want to meet Uddhav. Could you please arrange my meeting with Uddhav? Then his second thought is, oh, if that is not possible, or maybe I don't deserve meeting with him, then at least tadiya pada padaika rajo athava bhavet, at least some dust from the feet of that great devotee Uddhav, could you please get me some dust from his feet? Tadaiva shantirabhata me antaratmanaha. And if I get either darshan, if not darshan, at least dust, then I will be peaceful, I'll be pacified, satisfied. Oh, please arrange my darshan with him. And like that, Narada answered the question about cause of his strange behavior. He started explaining the reason for his strange behavior. He'll be talking more what transpired, what happened, which resulted in his strange behavior. Yeah, so Narada Muni will be sharing, and then Uddhav, like previous those devotees, each one, no, not me. You know, there is someone else. So Uddhav is also going to say, no, not me, no. Those Brajabasis,
Those coward boys and parents of the Lord and the Gopi and the Radharani, they are the Priyatam, they are the greatest of all devotees. And then others will be also talking. Balaram is going to talk, Rohini is going to be speaking, Padmavati is also going to contribute. And while all they are talking, who is hearing? Lord Sri Krishna, who is not far from there, he is listening to all of this. Then what happens to him? What is transpiring and transformations? And finally, when he gets up, what would he be talking and doing? It's quite a drama ahead of us.